We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, it's Giving Tuesday every Tuesday here on News Radio WRVA when we invite charities and not-for-profit groups to join us here on the air and share with us the work they're doing in the Richmond community, give you an opportunity to participate in their programs, maybe volunteer, support them in some way. And you know what? One of the nice things is we have a very generous audience here at WRVA, and I want to always mention that the not-for-profit groups are looking for supporters. If you can't volunteer or you don't have someone who would actually participate in these programs, if they really strike you as something that's beneficial in the community, there's no doubt that they'd appreciate your support. Now, today I've got a little different organization with us. This is the Richmond Triangle Players, and my old friend Philip Crosby, who's the executive director of the Richmond Triangle Players, is here in the studio with me. And I should tell our audience that if they befriended the two of us on Facebook, they would see some very animated conversations.
Every once in a while.
You and I are friends, but we disagree on a heck of a lot, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we disagree on some really core values about what it is.
Yeah, that's
to
probably
be
true.
An American and to enjoy the freedoms that this country gives us. Now, when we get into the specifics of all that, you and I go wildly, wildly divergent. But I think the goal is the same. And that's the thing I've always enjoyed about our discussions is that all we're talking about is different roads to get us, hopefully, to a similar place.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I want to do with this program while I'm on it is acknowledge differences, but look for ways to bridge those gaps. And exactly. So that's one of the reasons why when I was making the schedule, I said, you know what, let me make sure I get Philip on here and let's talk about Richmond Triangle Players. You all go back, a couple of decades now? Has it been? If you hit the 20
years? We finished our 25th anniversary season last year. This is we're beginning our second quarter century of work, which for a nonprofit arts organization is pretty significant.
Now, back when this group started, and you can tell, folks will recognize the Triangle Players. It's a gay theater. It focuses on theater works that have either gay characters or gay themes.
Correct.
I can imagine 25 years ago that was extremely controversial, especially here. You know, it's not the Village in New York. This is Richmond. And a lot of people might have said, what in the world are you guys doing? This is not going to work here.
Well, that was exactly true. And in fact, that's the genesis of the organization was an artist who was very frustrated because he wanted to do some of this work that no other theaters in Richmond would touch. Mm-hmm. And from a history perspective, of course, the AIDS crisis hit very hard in the 80s. It was hitting Richmond very hard in the early 90s. There was a bit of a backlash towards the gay community in amongst all of that. Mm-hmm. So the work wasn't something that other theater companies were willing to do and put their lives on the line with, really.
And financially and just the reaction.
And the gay community in town, artistic community, said, you know what, this really is our duty to put our lives on the line, as it were. So the company was founded in 93, and it really started as a place for gay and lesbian actors, artists, to tell stories about themselves to other gay folks. So it was in a place that was considered very safe for the gay community. It was a dump. Fieldins, but it was considered a safe space where you could go on a date or, you know, be in a couple and nobody would look at you strangely or you'd feel like you don't belong. And it garnered some very early success. It caught on not only within our particular community, but with the mainstream community as well.
Mm-hmm. When you put together the list of plays that you'll present each year. I mean, I've been to a number of your performances way back, probably 20 years ago,
right,
when it was kind of dangerous for somebody who was on television to show up at one of these plays. How do you decide what you're going to show? My experience or my observation, I think, has been that it's not tawdry, lewd, crass material.
Mm-mm.
It's very a lot of times it's very touching material that if you show up with an open mind, you might actually have an appreciation for something that you wouldn't normally have spent much time thinking about.
I like to think that that's true. I mean, we probably get the lewdest we can, interestingly enough, at Christmas time, which sounds like an anomaly. Huh. But we have this reputation for doing these wacky Christmas shows, these sort of off-kilter.
Oh, that are
Christmas
silly shows. And fun.
Silly, a little vinegar to throw in your treacle at the holiday time, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, last year we did a show called Who's Holiday, which is about what happened to Cindy Lou Who, the little girl from The Grinch.
Yeah.
And she ends up living in a double wide at the foot of Mount Crumpet. Things did not go well for Cindy Lou.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as crazy as we kindly get. But you're right. I mean, when we look for a season, we look for things that touch on the mission. We want to tell stories that somehow change the community conversation positively about diversity and inclusion and why that's a good thing, why that makes our community a stronger, better place. And sometimes it's a real heavy punch in your face kind of show, like
we
the
just
normal,
did the Laramie Project, right?
Like the Laramie Project, mm-hmm, or the Normal Heart, or
right,
Corpus Christi, all of which were a little controversial. We actually got some protesters from Corpus Christi,
mm-hmm,
but then some things which with a much lighter touch, like A Chorus Line, which was the first time there were gay characters in a mainstream Broadway show, and importantly, three of the authors died of AIDS. So that history, I hope, is not forgotten. And then something like our upcoming Grey Gardens, which is not a show which specifically has any gay content, but the characters of Big Edie and Little Edie have sort of become these iconic symbols, mm-hmm, in the gay community and beyond, of course, but certainly within.
Well, the music in that show is beautiful. And Scott Frankel, who wrote it, is a friend of mine. And
is he really?
Oh, my gosh, he's wonderful.
I went to school with Michael Greif, who was the original
director.
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you haven't had an opportunity to see this show, it's been done regionally up in, mm-hmm, D.C. a couple of times. Yeah. And, of course, on Broadway, I saw the original cast, which was great.
Oh my God,
this may be... listen, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable in the audience, but this is an opportunity to maybe broaden your theater experience and check out the Richmond Triangle Players. And you've got a beautiful theater in Scott's Addition now.
We do.
Not a dump.
No, it's not a dump. In fact, we were one of the early adopters of Scott's Addition. We've been there. It'll be 10 years next January. So we were there before Scott's Addition was cool. We had to explain to people where to come from. And I just want to tell, you know, to your listeners or anybody, the theater we have is incredibly welcoming. Our doors are open to everybody. It is like, our lobby is like a party with people who are your best friends, but you just haven't met them yet.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you come from in your life, you are welcomed in our space.
Well, the upcoming show is Grey Gardens, the musical, and the organization is the Richmond Triangle Players. I encourage you, even if you're just curious, to check out the work that they do. You can find them online at rtriangle.org. And that's Philip Crosby, the executive director, I'm always happy to see you, especially here in person. Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having me on. What a treat.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.